The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Allow me to give you a personal welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is such a privilege to be your host, and I mean that sincerely. It is such a privilege to be your host. Joy and I talk often, and the reason I mentioned Joy is she's so much a part of this as well. I'm the one that's on the air, but I wouldn't be here if it were not for her. We're a team in everything we do. But anyway, Joy and I talk so often about what a privilege this is and what an incredible audience God has given us. And I've got a story here I got to share with you out of Washington State. Another school district has been told to immediately cease and desist from giving special preferential treatment to Muslim students. Yeah, what if those were Christian students? Can you imagine the outrage? I've got that story, as well as some parents in California are finally waking up and becoming activists. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But before I do that, I was just talking about what an incredible audience. I want to give you an update on where we are with Christian Solidarity International. Our campaign continues. Thursday was the official day of the campaign. Then I mentioned it a few times on Friday. I think maybe I mentioned it twice yesterday. And the campaign actually continues the rest of this week. But we have far exceeded our goal. And, you know, when I'm talking about what an incredible audience we have, this is proof of it. Christian Solidarity International, for 40 years, has been working around the world to help people who are enslaved. For many years, they have been working in northern Sudan. There are thousands and thousands and thousands, predominantly women and children, who are still enslaved. And I mean really enslaved. Not symbolic language. They are actually, really, in every sense of the word, slaves in northern Sudan. Christian Solidarity International has been involved in setting these slaves free, and they've asked us to help. And my goodness, have you ever helped? Our goal was $6,750. That would free 27 slaves. So far, you have given $9,090. That's over 36.3 slaves. $9,090. Now, when we began this campaign, I didn't think that there was any possibility we could reach $10,000 and free 40 slaves. Our goal was 27. And that's incredible. These are 27 living, breathing human beings that will taste freedom, most of them for the first time in their life, all of them for the first time in 25, 30 years. 36 will be set free because of your generosity. But now we are less than $1,000 away from liberating 40. I think we could do it. And I want to give you an opportunity. Now, again, I'm going to go on to other stories. We're not going to spend even most of the program today on this. But I wanted to mention it to you, give you an update. We're at $9,090. The goal was $6,750. We're at slightly over 36 slaves. If we can go $910 more, we can liberate 40 slaves. $910. Would you like to help? Would you like to be a part of this exciting endeavor? I believe now it's possible to set free 40 slaves. We're at 36 right now, $250. Every $250 sets a slave free. Let me give you the number. I'll give it to you a couple times and I'm moving on. If you'd like to be involved, 888-253-3522. So many of our audience have already responded. I just think there are some more who could. Maybe you could just give $50 or $100. Maybe you could give $250. That will set a slave free. Every $250. We can do that at $50 at a time, $100. Or you can give $250 or $500. Or maybe someone could give $910 today. And we would be at 40 slaves freed. All right, let me give you the number again. Get ready to write it down and pray about it. Just pray about it. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. And every dollar you give helps to free another slave. We're at 36. Let's go to 40. 888-253-3522. Or you can give online at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. Last week, I reported to you that a school district in Washington State was told that they could not give special preferential treatment to Muslim students. Now, less than a week later, a second school district, this is not just an individual school, this is an entire school district. The second school district in less than a week was warned that it must, quote, cease and desist its promotion of Islam through its Ramadan policy, giving Muslim students special privileges to celebrate their holiday. The Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund, the FCDF, sent the superintendent and school board of North Shore School District in Washington State, located in Bothell, B-O-T-H-E-L-L, Washington, just 30 minutes from Seattle, a cease and desist letter. Quote, the school district's so-called Ramadan accommodations run roughshod over the First Amendment and are a blatant insult to students of other faiths. Now, this is not allowing a Christmas tree in the classroom. This is allowing kids to be relieved from taking exams, being dismissed from classroom activities so that they can go and have special prayer time alone. The school district called it a diversity and equity program. Diversity and equity program. Quote, the policy is designed to ensure Muslim students have the right accommodations and support from teachers and their peers during the Ramadan period. Tells teachers to go out of their way to let students conduct their month-long Islamic rituals during Ramadan. There's an extensive list, including, quote, plan in advance with Muslim students to allow them to quietly slip away for prayer to avoid calling unwanted attention to them. When planning school activities and events, think about how it will impact practicing Muslim students by asking, will they feel left out? Will they feel pressured to break their fast before sunset or iftar, breaking of the fast? In addition, a brief mention of Ramadan or a lesson on it may promote the feeling of inclusivity because many Muslim students may feel embarrassed to be specially accommodated. Privately offer information about nutritional adaptations to Muslim students while they fast during the day. Also, teachers must not be remiss to provide special areas for Muslim students complete with an assortment. You ready for this? Complete with an assortment of Islamic materials for their reading enjoyment. In addition, create comfortable, safe spaces for Muslim students with books, magazines, and other things to keep students busy. Teachers, if you are aware of practicing Muslim students in your school and are still unsure about how to support them during Ramadan, don't hesitate to ask them privately what they need. Are you serious? Can you imagine any school district in America giving teachers specific instructions concerning Christian students during Easter? Make sure that you have a lesson on the crucifixion and resurrection on Good Friday. Can you imagine? This is the second school district in Washington in 1 week that has been given cease and desist orders from giving not just equal treatment, and that's all Christian students ever ask for, is equal treatment. This is special preferential treatment to Muslim students. And guess what? It wasn't the Freedom From Religion Foundation demanding it. As I've said, they only attack Christians. Special accommodations to Muslim students are fine, according to the atheists, just not Christians. All right, I got to take a break. When we come back, I just mentioned yesterday that parents have got to become activists for their children. Well, a whole bunch of parents in California did exactly that. I've got the story for you as soon as we return. Hey, call CSI, 888-253-3522. Free a slave. 888-253-3522.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm not getting live reports from the call center for CSI, Christian Solidarity International. So I probably will not know until tomorrow how much has been given today. But I'm praying that somehow, some way, we can get another $910 to help free more slaves in North Sudan. I'm just praying that we can pick up another $910, whether it's $50 at a time, maybe that's you, or $100 at a time, maybe that's you, or $250 at a time, maybe that's you. Or maybe 500, or maybe somebody, God will just break your heart to the fact that there are actual slaves in northern Sudan, and almost all of them were Christians kidnapped in southern Sudan, taken to North Sudan, and forced to convert to Islam. And when they get back to South Sudan, they will return to their faith in Christ and to their families. Can you imagine being freed from slavery? You can be a part of that. $910, and we will be at $10,000, which means 40 slaves set free. We're at 36.3 right now. I believe we can make it to 40. Let me give you the number again. 888-253-3522. Again, I'm not getting live reports today like I did Thursday and Friday, so I can't thank you today on the air. And I won't know whether you called or not until tomorrow. But it'll be wonderful if we can go on the air tomorrow and announce that we're at $10,000 or more. And yes, I will thank you then. More than that, those slaves will be eternally, and I mean eternally, grateful to you. 888-253-3522. Another $910. We can take it $100 at a time, $250, $50, whatever God lays on your heart. 888-253-3522. Well, in California, The state of California passed legislation not long ago forcing school districts to include sexual orientation, gender orientation, and so forth into the sex education curriculum in the schools. Let me give you this story. 2 days after a California school board approved new curriculum. Now, this is a school board that is trying to fulfill the requirements of the state. Again, 2 days after a California school board approved a new curriculum that includes LGBT history, parents of more than 700 students kept their children home in protest. Folks, this is left-leaning California. This is a public school. A public school in left-leaning California. The Rockland School District Board okayed the curriculum on May 1st by a vote of 3-2, requiring students in kindergarten through fifth grade to learn about the contributions of key LGBT figures in history and social studies curriculum. A group of parents known as the Informed Parents of Rockland had urged the board not to include the curriculum in elementary grades. What does a person's sexual orientation have to do with their accomplishments? Why does that matter? And I'm being serious. What does the sexual orientation of someone have to do with their accomplishments? Quote, the board's action was in response to a new state law requiring schools to include the contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans in history lessons. Unlike sex ed, there is no opt-out for parents in the law. Parents of more than 700 students kept their children home on May 3rd. Here's a quote from the leader of one of the of this parent group. We believe that anyone who has made a significant contribution to... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is... this is from Rachel Crutchfield, spokeswoman for Informed Parents. We believe that anyone who has made a significant contribution to society should, of course, be included in our history books. However, the concept of sexual orientation is far too complex of a topic for elementary-age children to be introduced to at school. Let the kids be kids. It's like this story we were talking about just a few moments ago. Destroying the innocence of our children. The school board has not yet responded to this group of parents. But the parents, 700 students, not just two, three, four, a dozen, two dozen. The parents of 700 kids kept their kids home. Hey, these parents still understand that this is public education, or at least it's supposed to be. Good for them. They are becoming activists, which is exactly what you and I talked about just yesterday. Good for them. May their tribe increase.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.